Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, let's go straight to APEC now and hear from the UN Ambassador, Nikki Haley, who is also being known for as Haley's Comet, and you'll know why. Watch this.
You recently said that any resolution of the Syrian civil war should not leave Iran in any control of territory or influence in territory where it could pose a threat to America's allies, including Israel. So from your perspective at the UN, what is the attitude about the enforcement of the Iran deal and how to hold Iran accountable? Most importantly, how do you hold Iran accountable for the deal and for the threats it's posing?
It's concerning. And the reason it's concerning is because when the Iran deal took place, all it did was empower Iran and it empowered Russia. And it emboldened Iran to feel like they could get away with more. You can put sanctions on a country. To take sanctions away, it's very hard to go back and put sanctions back on. So what we have said is we're going to watch them like a hawk. We're going to make sure that every single thing they do is watched, processed, and dealt with. But my concern is you are seeing a lot of love for the Iran deal in the Security Council. And that's unfortunate. And why that was ever allowed to go through, why that was ever passed is beyond me. I mean, it's terrible.
I want to quote from your first remarks, your first public remarks as ambassador. You said, regarding those countries, those nations that don't have America's back at the UN, I think everyone was sort of stunned when you said this, because you said, quote, we're taking names. You said, we're taking names and we will make points to respond to that accordingly. So specifically, what can the United States do? What can the ambassador for the United States do to hold countries accountable to, as you said, to address the fact that many of them don't have America's back at the UN?
You want to see my list, don't you?
Yeah. We only have a little bit of time, but you know.
You know, basically what it comes down to is I'm not there to play. And what I wanted to make sure of was that the United States started leading again. And leading isn't saying and doing things when it's comfortable. Leading is saying and doing things when it's not comfortable. So the goal was have the backs of our allies. Never again do what we saw happen with Resolution 2334 and make anyone question our support. When Resolution 2334 happened and the U.S. abstained, the entire country felt a kick in the gut. We had just done something that showed the United States at its weakest point ever. Never do we not have the backs of our friends. We don't have a greater friend than Israel. And to see that happen was not only embarrassing, it was hurtful. And so what I can tell you is everyone at the United Nations is scared to talk to me about Resolution 2334. And I wanted them to know that, look, that happened, but it will never happen again. So to answer the question on what can we do at the UN, we can do a lot. The power of your voice is an amazing thing. So one, changing the culture of the UN is very important. And the way you change the culture of the UN is the United States tells them what we're not going to put up with. We start to change the culture to what we should be talking about, and then we actually act on what we say. I wear heels. It's not for a fashion statement. It's because if I see something wrong, we're going to kick them every single time. So how are we kicking? We're kicking by, number one, putting everybody on notice, saying that if you have our back, we're going to have the backs of our friends, but our friends need to have our back too. If you challenge us, be prepared for what you're challenging us for, because we will respond. The next thing we did was we said, the days of Israel bashing are over. We have a lot of things to talk about. There are a lot of threats to peace and security, but you're not going to take our number one democratic friend in the Middle East and beat up on them. And I think what you're seeing is they're all backing up a little bit. The Israel bashing is not as loud. They didn't know exactly what I meant outside of giving the speech, so we showed them. So when they decided to try and put a Palestinian in one of the highest positions that had ever been given at the UN, we said no, and we had him booted out. That doesn't mean he wasn't a nice man. That doesn't mean he wasn't good to America. What it means is, until the Palestinian Authority comes to the table, until the UN responds the way they're supposed to, there are no freebies for the Palestinian Authority anymore. So then they tested us again. And a ridiculous report, the Falk report, came out. I don't know who the guy is or what he's about, but he's got serious problems. Goes and compares Israel to an apartheid state. So the first thing we do is we call the Secretary General and say, this is absolutely ridiculous. You have to pull it. The Secretary General immediately pulled the report, and then the director has now resigned. Last thing. So for anyone that says you can't get anything done at the UN, they need to know there's a new sheriff in town.
Last question. I think this crowd would be thrilled to hear you for hours, but we're going to days, weeks, months. You, when you were governor of South Carolina, signed into law the first anti-BDS legislation signed in any state capital in South Carolina, any state capital in America. This is an issue that is close to your heart. Now, with your new position, what do you think could be done to continue and escalate the fight against those who want to delegitimize Israel through the BDS movement?
I think we have to show how absurd it is. We have to basically show, just in common sense terms, if you want to boycott North Korea, I get it. If you want to have divestments and pull something away from Syria, do it. If you want to talk about other issues that we're dealing with, I can understand that. But Israel? You know, and I number one, I appreciate all the support and kindness and everything that you've given to me. But all I did was tell the truth. And if you want to continue to support me, which I greatly appreciate, understand that by telling the truth and showing the power of your voice and putting action behind it, there's nothing we can't change. So with the BDS movement that we were able to stop in South Carolina, we're going to continue to take that to the UN and make sure that they understand that is not what we need to be focused on.
The days of Israel bashing are over at the UN. There's a new sheriff in town. It's wonderful to see the change in our policy. And I'm telling you, we're going to stand with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.